I think two, Piers. He didn't say anybody was marked about Piers. All right, we're holding daf. You hold daf Kuf Yud Aleph from the base. We're holding here. Kuf Yud Aleph from the base. After the five different type of shadows, we got finished. And the first one of the big lines. And Omar Rav Ashi said, Chazino Rav Kano de Porish Mikulutule. Rav Ashi said that he saw Rav Kano stayed away from all type of shades. Even though we just had five type of shades, and that only with strong wood or a lot of branches, he stayed away from all type of shades. He was afraid of the mazikim. So tomorrow, Beparche Ruchi. Beparche means the mazik, the shade that stays around the parche. It's that type of a tree. That's Rashi said that was a tzlaf, the caper bush. That's called Ruchi. That's the name of the mazik that's there, the shade. Rashbam says, Beparche Ruchi, Oison Shadim, the Beparche, the shade that stays around this caper bush, Shimon Ruchi, his name is Ruchi. The Kama Forest of my Nafkamina, we'll soon see what's the difference if we know his name or not. Vaita Devei Zardusa, another type of a branch. Hey, the mazik that stays around this branch is called Shader. Devei Igro, the mazik that stays around the roof, if you have a bad roof, is the name is Rishva. That's the name of the mazik that stays around the roofs, is called Rishva. So the moral of my Nafkamina, what's the difference if we know their names or we don't know their names? Lekmiya. If you want to make a kamiya, like an ornament, you want to make like a charm, and you write certain psukim inside it, that will save you from the mazik. So if you know his name, you have to write his name in this charm, and that saves you from the mazikim. So to Rashbam, lemichtav kameya, b'shem elu, with these names, kagoyin imhuzak tachas beparchi, if you got hurt under this tree, the caper bush, is yichtav loy kameya b'shem ruchi. Write a kameya with the name ruchi in it, in other words, you'll take care of that mazik. But if you know his name, you know what to put inside your kameya. By the dvei parcha, the mazik that's under this caper bush, that before we said his name was Ruchi, he's Shino, Shein Loi Enayim. Beri Briya, Shein Loi Enayim. He's a mazik that doesn't have eyes. That's a nafkamina. He doesn't have any eyes. Lamai nafkamina, what's the difference? Ligzuye, if to run away from him. In other words, Ligzuye, you could run away from him, he doesn't see you, since he's blind. So Rashbam lefruyach mifneho lefishen leyanayim v'yenu red fosay. You should know he won't run after you because he's blind. So that's nafkamina. If you meet up with the shade near the caper bush, you could run away from him. His ruchi is blind. So the mara zimnin chod, it once happened, heavy ozel tzurma mirabonin. A young rabbonin was lafnuye levei parchi. He went to lafnuye, he had a mate near the caper bush. Is shoma the kosolayu. He heard that the shade was coming after him. As he heard Ruchi coming after him, is Vigozilo, and he ran away from him. Is Kiozlo, so the shade is blind, didn't know that he ran away. Is Chafkala Dikla, he like bumped into the palm tree. Sovach Dikla, so the palm tree gave a scream out. Upokahi, and it burst. So I'm not sure if it means the palm tree burst or it means the shade burst. But something happened to him. So Drashbam, Kiozlo Nafka Adikla. Kishoch Achrov, when he was running after, going, Nitkolov and Oflal Iker Ilan. The shade fell on the Iker part of the tree. Hochigasin, the Pokahi, but Sabach Dikla. Yavashadekel. There was the palm tree dried up. The shade was Mazdik, the palm tree. But the Tumor Rabbonin ran away because he couldn't catch him because he was blind. Right. Porcha, so the Gros says, you're not girl with the word Porcha here. There should be Deveza Adosa, the shade. That's near the tree called Zardosa Shader. That's the name of it. Like we had before, Devei Zardosa Shader. That's the name of the mazik. It's called Shader. Ho Zardosa Desmicha Lamosa. If you have this tree called Zardosa, which is near the city, Loiposcha Mishishin Shader. You should know there's not less than 60 Shadim. If the tree is near the city, you have 60 Shadim called Shader there. More Lamayna Afkamina, what's the difference? Again, if you went by this tree and you got hurt and you want to get healed, you have to have a kameya type of an ornament that you have psukim written in it, so you have to write in it 60 shadim. So the mar was a maisahu bar kashya. There was a policeman. Shbam says bar kashya means shaiter ear. The policeman, the policeman of the city. How bar kashya the musa, the policeman of the city. The ozo v'koyi gabi zadosa. He was walking and went past by this tree zadosa. The Avisomach Lamosa, which was near the city, is all obey Shisin Shader. So 60 Shadim, the name of Shada, came after him. The Yitkin, and they harmed him. Is also Luhumi Rabbonin. So now the policeman went to the Rabbonin, and he wanted to get a Kimeya, some type of remedy to help him, to cure him. The Loyoda de Zadosa, the Shisin Shadahi. And this, the Rabbonin did not know that the policeman was by the tree called Zadosa, and he didn't realize there were 60 Shadim that started up with him. He just thought he got hurt from one shade. So what did the Rabbonin do? Is Kosov Lo Kimeya Lachoda Shada. He wrote a Kimeya with only one name of one shade inside it. So, and it doesn't help you. Since you got hit from 60 Shadim, you have to have a different type of a Kimeya. Is Shama, so they heard, the Toli Chinino, Chingo Begavayim, a type of an instrument, a musical instrument, was like hanging on the tree. The Komishara Hochin, this is the way with music, the song was coming out of it. That Sudra Demar, this type of clothing, Kitsumim Rabbonon, Pediknebe Bemar, the Loyoda Borachata. In other words, that this Rabbon like made a mistake. He doesn't even know how to say Borachata. So Rashbam says, there was a type of an instrument hanging on the tree. As if to say the Talmud Rabbon, the Talmud Chochem here, does not even know how to make a bracha on his clothing. It does not say Baruch Oita Yisrael B'Sefora. Is that we say every day in the morning, one of the brachas, Oita Yisrael B'Sefora, that's really a bracha that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. Sephora means like a hat that you wear on top of you in that Torah. So, like this Talmud Rabbonim does not even know how to make this bracha. In other words, like the Shadim were making fun of him. He thought he's making a Kimeya to heal, to take us, to get rid of us. He made a mistake. He only wrote a Kimeya with the name of one Shade in it. And since we were 60 of us there, it doesn't help at all. So the Mara, what happened was, Humer Rabbonin, Diyoda, the Zadoson, Shisin Shadehevi, he met up, though, this person, this policeman, with another Rabbonin. And this person knew what the story, that the policeman got hurt by this tree called Zadoso, that there are 60 Shadim there. The Mela, this Rabbonin, this Tamachochim, Kosov Lo Kimeya, wrote him a different type of a Kimeya, the Shisin Shade, that in his Kimeya he spoke about 60 Shadim. Now, Shoma the Komru, now they heard that from the tree, what was the music coming out? Pony mi naichem mihocho. Let's get away from here. We have to go away. In other words, the Kimei helped now. And the Mazikim, they got hurt. So that all of them had to go away. The Mazikim had to go away. So the Gemara, Ketev Meriri. That what we said is the Mazik called Ketev Meriri, Trei Kitfei Hevi. There are two types of Kitfei, two different Mazikim called Kitfei. Chad Mekame Tihora. One comes before noon. V'chad mibosa tira, and one comes after noon of the day. The mekamei tira, the one that comes before noon of the day, ketev meriri shemoy, that's his name, ketev meriri. Omech say he looks bekado de kamcha, like a barrel, like a barrel or a pitcher full of kamcha, some type of a dish that has milk inside it. For hode be bechosha, looks like a ladle is being mixed up in it. That's the way this shade looks. It looks like a ladle that's been mixed up in the middle of a bekada, the kamcha, this type of a pitcher that has this type of a milk dish inside it. That's the way he looks before noon. Rashbam says like, Bochsha bekidra v'hoda bekada kimcha. Mizgalgo b'toich kacha kutach. He's like running, he's like twirling around in a pitcher that has kutach inside it. What about the bostatira? What about the shade that appears after noon? Ketev Yishut Sarayim Shemoy, that's his name. Ketev Yishut Sarayim, the special shade that comes afternoon. Omechsei Bekarna Deize, he looks like the horns, like in between the horns of a goat. For Hode Bekinofe, and he also has like a wings on him. That's the way he looks. Yeah. Marabaya Heavy Shokel V'Ozel. Abaya was walking. Now V'Ozel Rapapa Mimine. Rapapa was walking on Abaya's right side. Ravuna brother of Yeshua Mismole, and Ravuna brother Yeshua was walking on Abaya's left side. That's the way the three of them were walking. Chazielahu ketem riri dekasi liyapi. Now Abaya saw this mazik ketem riri was coming close to them. Is dekasi liyapi dismole was coming near his left side. So far, who was on Abaya's left side? That was Ravuna brother of Yeshua. He was on the left side. So what did Abaya do? Ahadril Rapapa Lismoile. Abaya told Rapapa, you move to the left side now. And he took Rav Huna, brother Yeshua, out of danger. He took him out of the left side, put him on the right side. And he put Rav Papa instead on the left side. He made Rav Papa be in danger. His omelet Rav Papa, so Rav Papa asked back to Abaya, Ano, maishnod loichoshli, how come you didn't care about me? How come you put me now on the left side and the other mazik? Omali, so Abaya said back to Rav Papa, at shosa kayamta lecho, like you right now have a good mazel. Since you have a good mazel right now, I know that you'll be able to take care of the mazik and they won't bother you. Therefore, I want you to be on the left side, he won't harm you. Like Rashi says,
means
Osherata, you're a rich person, Rav Papa. You have looked like a good mazel, and therefore it won't hurt you. The mazik won't affect you. That's why I want you to be on the left side. Tomorrow, Mechad b'Tamiz, from the first day of Tamiz, Ad Shisasa day until the 16th day of Tamiz, Vadai Shchichi. Then these mazikim of Ketem Riri is Shchiach, and before noon and afternoon. Mikan v'yelech, after the 16th day of Tamuz, Sofek Shchichi, Sofek L'Shchichi. It's a doubtful if they're around or not around. O Mishtakhi, where do we find them? Betulei dechatzva. We find them by the shade of chatzva. Chatzva is a type of a grass that grows. Rashbam says, Chotzer means that's an ace of a grass that grows very deep down and strong. Shetichim bo Yeshua es Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua grew that all around the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. That's something good to grow around the boundary because it's thick, stays a long time, doesn't get thrown away. So they stay around the shade that comes out of this grass called Chatzvah. The Loichotzav Garmida that did not grow an army yet. Rashbam says, providing that this grass did not grow in Amahai. Over Tule de Tzafra, and the shade in the morning, Ufanya in the afternoon. To Leheve Garmida, that also did not grow, was not big in Amahwa, and not the shade even was not an Amah long. The Ike Betula de Besakise. But the Ike place really where the shadim stay is the shade that comes out from the Besakise. On the side of the Besakise, the shade there, that's where they stay. Omar Rabbi Yosef. Hani tlosi mili yoyev arvunya lenuhura. These three things, hani tlosi mili yoyev arvunya lenuhura. Trashi avunya ivorin. Are three things make a person blind. Hani tlosi mili yoyev arvunya lenuhura. It can make you blind. It takes away your eyesight. The man desorek reisha yovish. Whoever combs his hair when it's dry. Without any water, you don't wet your hair first, you comb your dry hair, that could take away, make you a bit eyesight. Oman de shasi tif tif. Somebody that drinks the wine when it's falling down a drop after drop. Rashbam says, Yain amistaftif minachavis. When you're pouring out the wine of a barrel, and the last drops that come out of the barrel, if somebody drinks those last drops, that's bad for your eyesight. Oman de sayim esane adamasino karya. Somebody that puts on his shoes when his feet are still a little bit damp, still a little bit wet. If you put your shoes when your feet are a little bit wet, that's also bad for your eyesight. When your feet are still a little bit wet, after you took a shower, washed yourself, if your feet are still a little bit wet and you put on your shoes, that's bad for eyesight. If somebody is hanging food in his house, taloyi means hanging, bebeis in his house. As Bam says, it means atoyla pitoy. If somebody hangs his bread, the avar in the air, b'toych sal echod. In the middle of a basket, he hangs it in his house. Is koshel and yusuf. That's bad to make you poor. It's bad for poor, to poverty. To the yamri inch, like people say, tola silta, if a person hangs his basket, a flower, tola mizoyna, like you're hanging your panosa. You're taking your panosa in doubt. It's bad, it'll make you poor. V'lo yamar nasoni said, el rift only by bread. If you hang bread, abo bishro the kavri, but to hang meat and fish, less lonbo, that's not bad. Why? Uchayahu, because that's the normal way everybody hangs their meat. So hanging meat and fish, that's normal. It's only hanging bread, it's not normal, that is bad to make you poor. Morapori bebeise, koshelan yusa. If you have pori, means pieces of bread, around your house, that's also bad to make you poor. Rashi, no, pori Rashi says, Rashbam, mursin, bran. Is that not a piece of bread? Pori means if you have bran, the bran the shaft of the wheat, bran. If you have bran in your house, that's bad for an yusa, to make yourself bad. Neshura v'beisa Koshilin Laniusa. Neshur, that means Perurin Shapas. If you have the crumbs of bread around your house, that's bad for to make yourself poor. Laniusa. Belele Shabbosos of Lele Revius. On the fourth night, Wednesday night? Or maybe it means Tuesday night, going into Wednesday. No, Lele Revius said the fourth day, that's Wednesday night. I'm not sure. It means Tuesday night, Mustam. Tuesday night, going into Wednesday, or else Lel Shabbos. On these two nights is bad. Why? Shara Mazikin Alayim. Because on these two nights, the Mazikim are on the pieces of bread. If you have crumbs of bread in your house on Shabbos night. And on Tuesday night, it's bad for the Mazikin. But Isra de Mizoinei Nokit. The like Mazik or the Shay that takes care of Mizoinis, takes care to give you food, to give you the Mizoinis, he's called Nokit. He's the Malach that takes care of giving you Panasa, he's called Nokit. Nokit Alasha from clean. In other words, the clean you are, the more he likes you, Mustam, the more Panasa you get. Mashenkein, Isra dan Yusa. What's the name of the Malach that takes care of poorness to make you poor? Novel Shmei. His name is Novel. No, it's me, it's not nice. In other words, the more dirty you are, so the more he likes you, and the more he'll make you poor. That's why if you have these dirt on the floor, or you have your crumbs on the floor, that's not nice. That makes this malach of poverty come to you, and it'll make you poor also. Sat Rashbam, Nokit Shmei, means Loshen Nikias. The rich one, the one that gives you panos, is called Noki. Lefikach Ein Reitze Sheprurin Nishlochim Lidros Pregel. He doesn't want to have a dirty house, he won't come there if it's dirty. So therefore, if you make your house dirty, the good panasa won't come to you. Ma'ashenken Yisra den Yusra novel Shema. Loshen Lichluch. But the malach takes care of the dirt, what malach takes care of poorness, is called like dirty. Novel Shema. In other words, V'shama nichnas b'bayi shuroyi shei noigim minig nikiim b'pas. If he sees the house, they don't knock nice to the bread, they leave the crumbs all over the floor. So in that house, this malach takes care of the poverty, likes to come in. Because see, that's his name, novel. So man, who come with his dirt? So that's why you have to watch yourself. Don't stomp, throw the crumbs on the floor. But smash me though, if you throw the crumbs away, like you throw it in the garbage, you throw it away, that would be all right. It's only a concern if you stomp, leave it around the house, like make the house dirty. But when you clean the crumbs and you throw them away, then you wouldn't have this issa. You wouldn't have this din. Could be stomp on any from Baltashra. Then it depends. If you do something, if you can eat it, good. If you can't eat it, what can you do with it? You have to throw it away. But the Ika and the Kuduri is not to let it be on the floor where you trample over it, step over it. That's not nice. That looks like you're making the house dirty, and Befrat by Pass, that's when this Malach that takes care of the poor and poverty comes in. But Man, Dishasi, Maya, Bitsiya, whoever drinks water, Bitsiya, Rashban says, Bekar in a plate. He doesn't take a glass, he takes a plate. It's Koshi Levrukti. It's Ved, Rashi, Kloyas, Kilyanayin. Like you'll have a bad eyesight from it. It'll give you a sickness. If you drink water from a plate, the ochil tichli, somebody eats cress, for loymashi yodi doesn't wash his hands, is mafachet losin yomin. He's going to be afraid. He'll stand have fear for 3 days. So Rashbam, v'en yodei loma. You're not going to know why. You're stand going to be in the matzav. You're going to be scared for 3 days. The mesuchar for loymashi yodi. The mesuchah that Rashbam means make his dam. Somebody that has bloodletting, minak suffering from his shoulders. He lets them take the blood out. For loymashi yod, he doesn't wash his hands afterwards. He's also mefachet shiva yomim. He's going to have fear for 7 days. He's going to be in a matzav of fear. The shokel mezayah. If somebody cuts his hair, for loymashi yod, he doesn't wash his hands afterwards. He's also mefachet losa yomim. You're going to be in a matzav. You'll be scared for 3 days, and you won't know why you're scared. The shoko tufraya, somebody cuts off his nails, for loymashi yodi, does not wash his hands, is also mefachet chad yomi. He's going to have a scare of fear for 1 day and not going to know why. For loyodi mai kamafachet, he's not going to know why he's going to be afraid. So tomorrow, yoda ausya darga lepachta. Shoshbam, yoda usta, sherogal aniach yodoi al svosoi eitzalichirav. Somebody that's struggle putting his mouth near his nose. He keeps on putting it between the lips and his nose. That's where he keeps on putting his hands. Is Yoda Usya, somebody puts his hand near his nose and his lips, is Darga Leparta. That's what Sulam, it's like a ladder for Derechu Lalis Olav Pachet Ruach Ra. That's a ladder to let the Ruach Ra come upon you, that you're going to be in fear. You're going to have fear. It's no good to keep your hands near your nose all the time. What about Yoda Apusio? Apusio Meitzach. You put your hands on your forehead all the time. You keep your hands on the forehead. Is Dargo Lashinsa. That's the dog that's a ladder to put you to sleep. It'll make you sleepy. So don't keep your hands on your forehead the whole time. Is Tana. We learned. Oichlenu mashkin. Tachas samita. Somebody stores food or drinks underneath his bed. Is afilo mechupa mekli barzel. Even if you cover it up in an iron chest. Is ruach ra shor alayim. It's not a good thing. There's going to be a mazikim. A ruach ra is going to be upon them. That's also brought down. That you shouldn't store food underneath your bed. The only place they have to store something under the bed, they shouldn't keep it under the bed. At least food you shouldn't keep under your bed. What? Well, also you shouldn't keep under your bed. I'm not sure. Here, put something you want to drink and eat. I'm not sure about that. What? Huh? Doesn't help. That's what I'm saying. I feel that you have mamash and iron covered with iron. I feel the clear barrel, even if it's covered up in an iron chest here, don't help you. The ruach ra gets in there. So under your bed, you shouldn't store food. Tana Rabbanin. Lo yishta odem mayim, a person should not drink water, lo b'leil revius, not on Tuesday night, for lo b'leil shabbosis, and not on Shabbos night. The inshos, a person drinks water, dama b'roshay, he's like putting his blood in his head, mifnei sakona. There's a sakona that you have to be careful. There's some danger. My sakona, what's the danger? Ruach ro. You should know there's ruach ro, there's a mazit that's going to come there at this time. Shoshbam says, Leil Revisin, Ali learns Belay Ner, only if you don't have a candle. Means in the dark. In the dark, you shouldn't drink it. Master, if you have a candle, that will be alright. So we drink in the light, that will be alright. That means in the dark room, you shouldn't drink. Right? The Yim Tsochi Maitakanti, the guy's in the dark room, or he's outside in the dark, and he gets thirsty. What should he do? He can't Tuesday night, what's going to do if he gets thirsty? His name will let him say Shiva Kailis. Let him say these Tsukim. They have the word koil 7 times. Shoma David alamayim. That David said about the water. For hoda nishtin, then he could drink. Then it'll be all right. Shinema the pasuk says koil Hashem alamoyim. Hashem's koil was about the water. Keil hakovoid hirim. Also the covet of Hashem is also hirim. You hear Hashem alamayim rabin. Koil Hashem bakoya koil Hashem bahoda. Koil Hashem shever rozin. Vayishabir Hashem asazli alvonin. Koil Hashem chaytsev lahavay seish. Kol Hashem Yochel Midbar, Yochel Hashem Midbar Kodesh. Kol Hashem Yochel Al Yolois, VeYechasayif Yolois, UveCholay Kula Yomer, Kula Yomer Kovit. These are psukim you should say. The 7 words are Kol here. You say these psukim, that will take away the mazik, and then it'll be all right to drink of the water on Tuesday night or on Shabbos night. Viloy, let's say he can't say these psukim, he doesn't know these psukim. Neimahochi, we have something else for him to say. Olemahochi, let him say these words. Lul, Shofon, Anigrun, Anigdafun. That's what he should say. Why, I don't know. Trashi Lachishu. It's a type of a Lachish. It means it's not a real, it's like a remedy. Say these words, these things will save you from the Mazikim. Vaita, Ben Kuchve Yasivna. If somebody, and he should also say this, that I'm sitting in between the stars. Ben Kuchve Yasivna. Ben Belia Shemini Yazilna. I'm going between lean people and fat people. That's what he should say. If you say this lachash, that also the mazikim vices won't bother you drinking the water on Tuesday night and Shabbos night. Viloy, you can't say this either. Eikin nishpadev, if you have another person with you, nisare, wake him up like, let him come with you, falemale, and tell him, say like this to him, palmya bar panosa, this man, the son of this man, the son of this father, sachil namai, is very thirsty for water. And then v'hoda nishti, then you can drink the water. If you say this, also the mazikim won't bother you. V'loy, yeah. And if you can't even do this, nobody else is around, and you're thirsty, again Friday night, or else on Tuesday night, and there's a dark room, is mekarkesh nichtiv to achatzva. Take your barrel, and take the cover of the barrel, and bang it on the barrel, and make this noise. V'hoda nishti, then you can drink the water, and then he won't bother you. V'loy, if you can't do this, nishtiv midi, Fahada nishti. If you can't do this, we lie nishtaba midi, throw something into the water. Fahada nishti, then drink it. So it could be this is the mini. Some people have a mini that before they drink water, they add something into it. But we're afraid here, the Tuesday night and Friday night, the Eitzer is, the last Eitzer is, pour something into the water. Then it'll be alright. Tana Rabbanin. Lo yishta adam mayim. Persons should not drink water. Lo yimin on the harvest, not from the rivers. Not from the pools, Balayla. At night time, you shouldn't go down to the river and drink the water. V'yim shasa, if somebody does drink, is dom v'roishu, he's putting his blood in his head, b'fnei ha-sakona, because there's danger. My sakona, what's the danger? Sakonesh shiriri. The mazik here upon the rivets and upon the pool at night time, that mazik is called shiriri. That's the mazik's name. V'tzochi mai. Takante. If a person is thirsty, what is he going to do? He's very thirsty, now it's at night time. The only water he has is the water from the river, the water from the pools. What should he do? Is Iqa Inish Badeh, if somebody else is near him, lay malay, let him tell this person, say this lachas, like this remedy, Palnya Bar Panisa, like this Ruvain, the son of Shimon, Sachinamai is very thirsty for water, and then go and drink it. Viloy, if you have nobody else around, Viloy, Lema Iulanashi, let him tell himself, Palnya Omrali, this Plony, like Ruvain told me, that it's Plowna Omrali, plus Ruvain told me, Ime, his mother, is doyer, was very careful. Mishriri, from shviri, shviriri, veriri, riri, yiri, ri, tchina, then tchina mayin, is very thirsty for water, v'chosich yura. And with a white glass, that's what he should say. If he says these words, then he's alright. It's a type of alachash to get rid of the mazik, that the mazik shariri won't bother you. Right. So Mishnah now says, v'afilo minatamchi. The Mishnah says if somebody is poor, afilu onishavi Yisrael has a chiyuv to drink dalat kosis Pesach by night. And if he doesn't have enough money, he has to get the money. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Afilu menatamchi, even the person is so poor that he doesn't have enough money to even have two sudis, two meals, which then he's allowed to collect from the tamchi, which is a special kupah for tzedakah that they gave out every single day to give you two meals worth. So if you're so poor, still you have a chiyuv to get money to buy the dalat kosis. So either the Mishnah, the Rashbam says in the Mishnah, either it means that the Gabbai stuck on every Pesach has to give you the money for dalat kosis, or else it means you have to go around yourself and beg and ask money to get money for dalat kosis. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. That no matter how poor you are, you have a chiv upon yourself to get the money to have dalat kosis. You can't say, I'm too poor, I can't afford the money. For dalat kosis, there's a chiv upon you to get the money. So the Maharal Peshitta, Avada, like, what's the difference if he's taking money from the Tamchui? Avada, he has to have dalat kosis. Like, why not? Yeah. And tomorrow, let's tzricha ala afilu Rabbi Kiva. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, even according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, the yomer of Kiva Shita is, asei shabbat chochoyl v'yatistaruch labriyas. To Santa Maisa. The Kiva holds that a person is very poor, and he doesn't have money to buy Suda Shabbos. He doesn't have money to buy Tutu Chalons for Shabbos. He doesn't have money to buy even wine. So what should you do? So one minig is, if you're so poor, go around, collect money, and get money for somebody else, to then do the mitzvahs. I'll cover Shabbos, I'll make Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Shita is not like that. Rabbi Kiva Shita is, if you're so poor, asei Shabbat Chachol. You have a right to be noyeg like Chol on Shabbos. But you can't do malachis. But just means you don't have to have special food for Shabbos. If you can't afford it, you can't. It's better to be that way than to go around and beg from other people, take money from other people. So, according to Rabbi Kiva, I would think, who are din by Pesach by night? If you're so poor, you don't have money, you're not mechuyev to get dalat kosis. Kamash v'la, no. That here there's a chiyuv. Of a hocha, mishum pesu menisa, moidi. But here Rabbi Kiva is moida, that mishum pesu menisa, then you to drink the dalat kosis. If we say the dalat l'shen ishagula, will be mepharsim the nest of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so there is this inyan, say even an oni has to go around and beg and get money in order to have the dalat kosis. Tanya. Tanya Devei Elio. Afal pi shamer Rabbi Kiva, even though Rabbi Kiva, said, that asei Shabbat chachol, it's better for you to make your Shabbos chol. In other words, don't have food, don't have good food for Shabbos, be at the Staruch Labrius, rather than going and bothering other people. That's what the Bekiva says. But something special you have to have for Shabbos. Mani, what is the something special? A merapapa kisa de harsna. A type of a dish made out of fish. Some type of a fish dish, that's what you should have. And it's something you have to have for the covered Shabbos. Just means you don't have to go and borrow money or take money from other people in order to give you to have a nice suda, to have basa, to have yayin. But something you should have the covered Shabbos. Yeah.